All right. Attack, men! Attack! Remember the Burke Ranch!
At Covington's orders, the militiamen galloped forward from both sides of the Indian camp, firing as rapidly as they could at the conical teepees that rose up in the darkness before them. It had been so long since there was any battle between Indians and whites in this area that many of the Indian residents of the village hadn't even been born then. Because of that, the sleeping villagers had no instinctive responses to call upon. They poured out of the teepees, not to join in the fight, but to see what was going on.
Keep calm, men! Keep calm and fire low!
Though the Indians were totally surprised by the unexpected attack on the village, they realized quickly that they were in mortal danger. Many of them tried to run, only to be cut down by the gunfire. Sashina had awakened as quickly as the others, and when she moved to the door flap of her teepee to look outside, she saw the swirling melee of soldiers and Indians. At first, she was as confused as everyone else in the village. Then, looking around, she saw Stone Eagle going toward the soldiers, holding an American flag over his head.
Do not shoot! We are friends to the white man! I am a friend of Grant!
Stone Eagle was shot down within 20 yards of his teepee. Grabbing a robe, Sashina wrapped it around her naked body. Then she picked up her baby and left the teepee, running toward the edge of the tree. Two soldiers on horseback galloped after her. One of them reached down and grabbed the robe, then jerked it away.
I'm a damn! Look at her! She's naked!
Hey, she ain't bad looking. Well, get the kid away from her. Get the kid away from her, we'll have us some fun.
No! Hell, don't fight her and just kill the damn kid.
Using the butt of his pistol, the first soldier hit the baby in the head, crushing his skull.
Now let's see what this old Indian gal can do for us.
The other soldier dismounted and came toward her, unbuttoning his pants as he did so.
Oh, what the hell?
A bullet hit Sashina right between the eyes. Ed looked around to see who'd shot him. He saw Dingo.
We're here to kill Indians, not make some half-breed brats who we'll have to deal with in the future. You want a woman? Get yourself a whore like everyone else.
Well, there ain't nothing says we can't have a little fun now.
Yeah, there is something that says that. Me, I say it.
The first sergeant is quite right.
Covington had arrived to see what the discussion was about.
We are here to conduct war against these people, not commit rape and other atrocities. You will conduct yourselves with dignity. Now, get on with it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Very soon thereafter, the shooting stopped because there were no more targets of opportunity. Covington held up his hand and his men circled together. The ground was strewn with Indians.
All right, men. I congratulate you on a fine victory here today. Surely this will go down in history as one of the greatest Indian battles of all time. Now I want you to search all the teepees and remove anything of value, especially any weapons that you might find. And bear in mind that you are liberating contraband, not for yourself, but for the entire company. We will make a fair and balanced division of plunder once we return to Big Rock.
Some of these people are still alive. What do we do about them?
Shoot them, I guess. That would be the humane thing to do. No sense in letting them lie here and suffer.
What about the teepees?
Burn them.
For the next several minutes, the men of Covington's militia moved through the encampment, removing blankets, cooking utensils, knives, furs, and anything else of value they could find, including, in several cases, money.
Colonel, I suggest that we not stay around much longer.
Why is that?
Have you noticed that there are no young men among the dead?
What are you suggesting, Captain?
I'm saying that for some reason, all the younger men are gone. If they come back from wherever they are and they see us with all this, they aren't going to take it very well. And we would be very vulnerable right now.
A most astute observation, Captain Roach. Very well. Give the order to withdraw back to Big Rock.
Oh, yes, sir.
A few minutes later, with most of the teepees burning behind them, Covington led his militia back into the woods from which they had come. The bodies of 137 old men, women, and children lay on the ground, while the fires of scores of teepees sent a large column of smoke climbing into the air above them.